From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia said its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time, targeting Islamic State in a three-month offensive to dislodge rebels from the border town of Elbaz. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said Russian and Turkish aircraft conducted their first joint airstrikes on ISIS positions. He said nine Russian planes and eight Turkish jets were involved. Russia and Syria have been on opposing sides of the nearly six-year Syrian conflict, with Moscow backing President Bashar al-Assad, Ankara supporting the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh calls the turnaround extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries are sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan to resolve security matters such as ceasefire violations in Syria. Those talks were dealt a setback Wednesday with the announcement by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham that it will not participate. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was set to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step aside. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new ballot, has declared a state of emergency. Gambia's National Assembly has extended his term by 3 months as he awaits a Supreme Court ruling on his injunction to annul the ballot. The West African bloc ECOWAS tried to mediate the political dispute and has threatened military intervention if Mr. Jammeh, who's ruled the country for 22 years, refuses to step down. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping, addressing an audience in Geneva Wednesday, called for a world without nuclear weapons. Mr. Xi said nuclear weapons are a sword of Damocles that hangs over mankind and should be prohibited and thoroughly destroyed. The Chinese leader also promised China would build a new model of relations with the United States, warned that trade protectionism and self-isolation benefit no one. He also called for multilateral cooperation on such matters as climate change and terrorism. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
Russia continues to occupy Ukrainian territory and meddle in Ukrainian affairs and support military surrogates who have violated basic international law and international norms. What I've said to the Russians is as soon as you stop doing that, the sanctions will be removed.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also said while his conversations with Mr. Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office.
I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic. And, you know, my working assumption is that having won an election opposed to a number of my initiatives and certain aspects of my vision for where the country needs to go, it is appropriate for him to go forward with his vision and his values.
Mr. Obama, as a private citizen, said he'll spend more time with his family, do some running, and be quiet a bit and not hear himself talk so much. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate said it was responsible for the suicide bombing attack on a northern Malian military camp that killed at least 60 soldiers and wounded dozens more. A car packed with explosives penetrated the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a meeting. The attack threatened a fragile peace effort by the government and rival armed groups to end 3 years of violence. The Iraqi government Wednesday declared the eastern sector of the northern city Mosul completely liberated from Islamic State. The Tigris River divides the city. An Iraqi general called it a big victory in a four-month campaign to retake the city from ISIS. From the IS group, which captured it in 2004. Central Italy was hit Wednesday with four strong earthquakes, killing at least one person. One quake struck near Amatrice, a mountain community devastated by last August's major quake that killed hundreds. U.S. markets closed mixed Wednesday, the benchmark Dow average shedding another 22 points following a long post-election rally. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.